Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You have tuned in to Radiance by Design. That's what we're all trying to be, vibrational vehicles of light and radiating consciously. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love it when you call in because I can see you too. And I have a very special guest today, Jackie Salvitti. And Jackie is very well known for her amazing healing work. Jackie channels an ET group, which is pretty exciting. And when she runs energy through your body-mind, boy, oh boy, clumps of old frequencies left from neurological, physiological, spiritual stuff, old programs that we have, move through your body and prepare yourself for change. So welcome, Jackie Salvitti.
Oh, Veronica, thank you, my dear friend.
I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I want to know all about you as a channel for ETs, and all about the ETs, and who are they anyway? So where shall we start?
Well, that's a very good question, Veronica.
Well, listen now, I have had a lot of experiences with Jackie's work, and it's amazing, and it's stunning, and when she brings through this group of beings, it is just so powerful. Now, bringing through is a channeling thing, for those of you who don't know, is you concentrate and you allow a stream of energy to come through your body and direct itself to others, and it has a lot of information with it. So when did all that start for you, Jackie?
Gee, Veronica, that's a great question.
As a child? As a little wee girl?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I think this has been ongoing for a very long time. I've done spontaneous channeling for years.
So what's spontaneous channeling? You just suddenly open your mouth and there you are full of spontaneous.
Well, yes. Basically, people would come into my energy field and, you know, I would, as a conscious channel, the information would just pour through. I did a couple of times spontaneous trans channel, which was a little overwhelming to me, and that began about 10 years ago, maybe 11. And I found that I was a little afraid of it because I would be often alone in the house and thought, well, you know, they're going to find me wandering around in here someday. So, and I wasn't able to manage the stream of energy. What would happen is I wasn't ready for it, Veronica. You know, I didn't know how to shut it down.
Hmm.
So I pretty much just left it. And then I was contacted, and this happened over, well, I died in 96, and I think that was all in preparation for all of this.
Hmm.
I was gone for about 2.5 hours.
Just excuse me for a minute, but I think there's feedback here, and I have a horrible feeling it's in my computer, so keep telling your story, and I'm going to run in and turn off my computer.
All right.
Okay.
At any rate, I had a near death. I watched myself die. I keeled over on the floor, woke up about 2.5 hours later on the couch. And it took me about 3 years to integrate back into the body fully. And during that three-year period, I pretty much wrote like a child and wasn't capable of working or doing anything. So I think that was all the beginning. And
well, that was pretty traumatic, eh?
Oh, yes, it was very traumatic.
Did you understand what was going on, or were you scared, or what?
No, I knew that I had died. I knew that there had been intervention at other times in my life when I had had cancer and whatever, and days later I would go back to the doctor and it would all be gone. And, you know, I knew that I was having intervention in my life. I obviously did not know where it was coming from, Veronica. I knew I had beings around me. I was aware of them. They would be on my car, in my house, etc.
Do you actually see them, Jackie?
I did then, yes. Mm-hmm. Now we pretty much have an agreement that, when I first started this work, Veronica, I could see everything. Mm. And it got to a point where I had to say, enough, I can't do it. It's too much of a distraction.
Mm.
So,
what does that mean? You got to see little movies going on all over with
multidimensional. Yes, and it became a huge distraction.
Mm-hmm.
My focus is on the person that I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
And so the agreement we have now is that I will get the messages, whatever I need to know. But
we have
Hello?
A caller, and if we could wait just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
All right, anyway, just finishing the thought. There's such a huge number of beings involved in this work that it became too overwhelming. It was too much of a distraction, Veronica. And, you know, there are times when I wake up in the middle of the night and my whole room will be filled because I'm in that altered state. And, you know, seeing it at that time, I'm very much aware of all that's going on. But if I had to deal with that 24/7, there would be no way I could function.
That's right, yeah.
And you have a caller.
Yeah, let's take the caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Veronica. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
My name is Kim. I'm from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling to see if I could maybe get some feedback for a medical intuitive reading for my 7-year-old son. He's having some problems.
Okay. What's his first name?
John, J-O-N, but he goes by John Michael. So his name is John. We call him John Michael.
Do you want to take this, Jackie?
Oh, you go ahead, Veronica.
Okay. Is he showing signs of infection or something? He's got something running through his body. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. He's going to have tonsils out in a couple weeks.
I think, you know what I would want to do is I would want him to get to, and I'm going to keep this short because I want to get Jackie's experience. But what I'm seeing is that he has some kind of infection running through him, and I would get him to an energy counselor as fast as you can. Do you ever take him to an energy worker?
I haven't. He goes to a chiropractor.
Well, that's a really big help, but it just seems like he needs some help. It's like it's so thick inside of him that it's hard for him. I think it's affecting how he thinks sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Bless his heart, I would want to do some energy clearing with him. That's a big thing for him. And keep purifying. I'd get him on some alkalizing water. There's an awful lot more that you can do, but I need to carry on with Jackie at this point.
I need to ask a question if I can, Veronica.
Okay.
Is he having nightmares at all, honey?
Yes.
Yeah. How long has he been having them?
My impression is actually they kind of came in, you know, even when he was an infant, kind of goes in cycles, you know, where he'll have almost like he's asleep, but he's acting kind of like I know he's asleep, but he's kind of acting like he's awake, but he's thrashing and screaming and, you know.
All right. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
John Michael.
Kim is her name.
Kim.
Kim.
Kim, if you'll go on to my website, my email address is on there, and if you'll send, again, this is up to you, if you will send me the date of birth, the name of your son, your home address and phone number, I'd be happy to send the team to him. And he's having interactions that are really terrifying him, Veronica.
Okay.
And these are interactions that are not with my group. What I'm seeing is that he's having interactions with the graves, and it's very, very frightening for him. This is always an agreement prior to coming into incarnation. I think some of the infection is the fear response. Doctors look at that and immediately go to what they perceive to be the easiest way. They look at tonsils where you don't need those. He has some throat stuff going on, but part of it also is from some of the experiences he's having.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I've had experiences, but I haven't had conscious experiences, let's say that, but I have dream experiences.
Right.
But I keep thinking he's going to get into some sort of secret school, you know, like someone like Whitley Strieber, and then that's ultimately going to empower him, but it doesn't seem to be happening now.
Okay, Jan, if he is having the kind of fear responses he's having, it's too much for him right now. And,
yeah.
Now, if his higher self, soul, and oversoul say no, this is something he's definitely agreed to, and here's the reason why, and here's the positive outcome, then it won't stop the interactions. But if you want me to, I will ask the team to mark him so that he no longer has these experiences. That doesn't mean he won't continue to have experiences with higher level beings or different level beings. I hate to do the higher lower. But they won't be as fear oriented.
Great. That would be wonderful. Okay, Jackie, so just go to your website and send you an email.
Send me an email. It's Jackie@ethealing with that information. And if you can send me a picture of him, that would be very helpful over the web. And I will ask the team to go and see him. And, you know, as far as you are concerned, you know, you're right. This runs in families. And I'm encountering more and more of this than I ever have before. So they mean well. You know, they have their agenda, which is to create a hybrid race, to populate the universe with what, you know, we had this discussion last week, Veronica, on my show, with what they consider the explorers of the universe. But for some children, and I'm dealing with adults now, Jan, who've had these experiences, and it's traumatized them to the point where it's devastated their lives. A very famous scientist in Brazil made the comment. She said, they are now convinced that these people are not crazy, but can become crazy because of the experiences.
Well, you know, there's something else I wanted to say, which is that this little boy, John, looks like a little bit like what you were talking about, Jackie, that there's a purification process that he will go through before he's able to really enjoy, you know, the connection. You know, he's going to go through some physical frailty, and that's what I think you can help him with a great deal. Right?
I'm sorry, say it again, Veronica. Well,
it's the physical clearing out that sometimes is required to have that extra sensory capacity. You know, he's got some of that going on.
Well, oh, yeah. Also the body, like he reads my mind all the time.
I bet he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
The body responds. Part of this, Veronica, is dealing with this. You know, there's never just one layer or one thing going on. That's where we get into trouble as humans.
Right.
And why we have so many opinions and viewpoints about the same experience, you know, and everybody has a different take on it, and they're all valid at some level. Part of the problem is that the fear responses can create the physiological responses. That's why you're seeing the energy blockages and interference in him. Remember that with these little ones, you know, they're frozen, essentially, when they're put on a table. They are energetically frozen and unable to move. And if you can imagine being 1.5, 2, 3, or 4 on a cold table looking up at beings that are expressionless with these huge eyes that look to you like boogeymen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his problem now is, like, he's so cold all the time. And all the time he complains about being cold. And it's, like, driving me crazy. And we've had all the blood work, and so there's nothing wrong physically that they can find yet. That's what his biggest complaint is.
I would sure recommend that you maybe have an energy session with Veronica. Veronica, you're so good at that. And
well, I'll give you my email as well. It's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. No H in Entwistle.
Uh-huh. Got it. I got you.
And Jan, I'm not going to charge you anything. I'm just going to ask the team to come and see him and see what they can do to bring him to more peace. Veronica, you get together because I know you just do wonderful energy work. I've had Veronica do energy work on me. She's great.
Thank you so much, Veronica and Jackie.
Thanks for your call,
Have a good
Jim.
Evening. I'll listen. Thanks.
Good.
Bye.
That was an excellent call because that moved us through all the layers it's taking you to get in touch with your ETs in a way that's up to you and enjoyable by you, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I know. Isn't it perfect?
Well, our universe is, you know, it's not just, I mean, some of the beings that are participating with us are have even come in from other universes, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
When I first began this, I was in a home where the healing room was all glass, and it was a very you know, it was perfect in the beginning so that I could really see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a elevator, for lack of a better way to describe it. The doors would open, and the beings would pour out. There were so many observers, and some of them had little, you know, clipboards, and you know, I'm sure some of this was metaphoric for me. But we are the focus right now. It's such a fascinating time. Because what we're doing here is we're not only doing for ourselves physically, but also helping other races and other versions of ourselves that are having other lifetimes and other planets, levels, and dimensions. So there's a lot of weight, actually, on what we're doing right now on Earth. And, you know, we talked the other night about interactions with the Greys, and I think that I just worked on a man today, which was interesting, with the, that she called with this little boy, who is 66. And he's been having experiences since he was a child. He's never married. He still functions in such fear of everything, fear for his physicality, terrified of any kind of medical procedure. And, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, you know, at this stage of his life to kind of fix all of that.
Well, we have another caller, and it's probably just as synchronistic. So welcome to Radiance by Design and Jackie Silvitti.
Hi, Veronica. This is Judy. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Judy. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I actually have a kind of an interesting question. Throughout my, I would say most of my adult life, although I would anticipate that I had these experiences when I was young, I just don't have full memory. I've had lost time with a girlfriend of mine, also by the name of Judith, and we've had a tremendous amount of ET experiences and communications and such, but that seemed to have dwindled a bit.
Okay, you really have to speak up because we've got so many of the call line. Go ahead. I got to the last time part.
You have to speak up, Judy, please.
Okay, yeah. Well, I actually took my headset off, so I don't know. Anyway, I've had a lot of lost time in throughout my life, especially with a girlfriend of mine by the name of Judith. And that has kind of dwindled. I don't have it as much. And I was wondering if these are benevolent beings because I don't have any strong recall.
Yeah, I don't feel, well, again, the, you know, the interpretation of benevolent, okay, you know, and this is where we get into trouble, Judith. The intentions are benevolent regardless. It's just how we as humans perceive them and how much trauma it can create for us. I don't have a sensing that you've had a lot of trauma with this. May I ask your age?
Yes, I'm 45.
All right. So
now the whole world
rolling off then. Judith? Judith?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they've started dwindling off. In terms of the number of experiences?
Do you still have experiences, Judy?
I've had little things, you know, but nothing real strong for quite a few years.
Right.
Judith and I had an experience where we had stepped outside and we came back in and everybody says, where have you guys gone? Where have you been? And we looked at the clock on the computer and we had been gone for an hour and a half. And and we had thought we were just outside for like 10 minutes. It was really weird.
So what is that, Jackie, when you have no memory at all and over the years it hasn't evolved? What is that? Is that possible that she can open that memory?
Well, the question sometimes, Veronica, is do you want to? Now, obviously, they've done a lot of screening on her, and I don't have a sensing of her carrying any real psychosis or issues as a result of it.
No, no, that's definitely not the
okay,
case.
Okay, and
correct.
So therefore, I would just leave it alone. Now, my guess is that the intensity of the experiences was greater when you were younger, or the number of experiences.
I remember incidences where I felt very terrified.
Okay.
Like if any, remember the old 60s UFO shows that were on?
Yes.
I couldn't watch, and my mom would, if they came on the TV, she would run over and turn it off because I would freak out.
Right. Okay. You know, Judy, I, again, I would say it's not something that you want to open back up. I would set my intentions when you go to sleep at night to send as much love as you possibly can. They have been, again, I'm going to say this, anyone who's had experiences like that agreed to them prior to coming into the incarnation.
Right.
And it makes perfect sense, you know, prior to coming into the physical, of course you want to help create, you know, new races. It just sounds so exciting until you go through the experiences. I don't have a sense that you have children.
Yes, I have one son.
Okay, and you didn't have other children for a reason, or just that's all you wanted?
For other reasons, yeah. I had lost a child, so technically there would have been two.
I don't have a sense of you having. I still work with a lot of people who have.
Did I lose you?
Well, we're back after apparently going down.
Well, it's really stormy here. So.
Yeah, it is here. But, Jackie, I want to ask you something while Judy's talking about that is. Hello, we're back talking to Jackie Salvitti and our caller Judy about ETs and ET healing and talking to losing time and forgetting where that time went. And wondering what's been going on. So, Jackie.
Yeah.
What
okay.
else goes on when people lose time?
All
we
right.
just lost time on our radio station. Do you think that's a synchronicity or what?
Yeah, I think they're running interference.
Right. Okay. Let's just talk about, Veronica, you posed a very interesting question, which is the only reason people are missing time for the hybriding experiences? And here's what I'm going to say to you.
People don't realize what hybrid is, which means taking the human and mixing it with an ET in order to create children that transform life in the universe, right?
Well, yes. What they're doing is creating hybrid races with not only the greys, but also with the reptilians.
Okay.
And this is to create what they perceive to be stronger races that have our capacity to love with their intelligence and their technologies. Some of those races are then genetically altered to create brand new races that are different than us, different than them, and yet still carry some of our genetics.
And some believe that our human race was started in a similar fashion.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay.
And yes, there has been much done in that capacity.
Okay.
Some of the DNA that they're talking about now, I just read an article today where they're talking about the fact that they now have come to the conclusion that it is extraterrestrial DNA.
Great.
So,
can I interject?
That.
I thought the agreements with the Greys were cut. Is that not the case? Are they still allowed to come here and continue
yes.
to do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. This is an ongoing experience, Judy. This is not something that there's some dictum that says, okay, you're done. All right? And again, this is only by agreement. They can only do it because you agreed to it prior to coming into the incarnation.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Okay. I have worked with a lot of people who have experienced their hybrid children and continue to have missing time into their, as you're saying, your 45, because these children need human contact. Okay. You're talking about races that don't carry a lot of emotional energy, and therefore the children crave human contact.
Mm.
And as a mother, now this is happening with men as well. Okay, they're not doing as much follow-up, but the women definitely are. Okay?
What do you mean? The men are actually not showing up to check on the children?
Well, they're not being taken as often, no.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the mothering that tends to be the most important. Generally, what will happen if the male seed is taken, if the sperm is taken from a man, okay, and they create a hybrid child that way, the child has time to bond with an extraterrestrial mother.
Mm-hmm. However, if they take a female seed and impregnate it with a male ET, all right, you're still missing that, the bonding with the mother.
Yes.
That is genetic. That's going to be there. You as a mother would continue to feel that there may be a child out there that's yours somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I've had similar feelings, but never, now that you framed it that way, that's really interesting to me. Is there any way you could look at that? I'd be curious
if you have,
to see what
you have
other about.
Children?
Yes.
Yes. Hold on, please.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, Judy. Thank you. Maybe I want to know if I do, Jack.
Yeah. Take an accounting,
I
huh?
I do. So, I mean, this is not, yeah, Judy, you do.
Interesting. Do you get a take on how many?
The number I'm getting is 2.
And will I make contact with these children?
You've already made contact.
So maybe that's the last time.
That's the last time.
Ah, I love it. That's kind of cool.
Okay, so does this give you a sense now for, you see, the other question you had, Veronica, was about what else happens in this lost time.
Right.
And there are many experiments that are going on with humans. Now, this is the part that I understand what they're doing, but I also recognize the trauma it can create to the human.
Mm-hmm.
Taking skin samples, while the human is conscious, puncturing into, you know, often when they take the seed, they literally puncture right through the skin and take the seed.
Mm.
So some of this is highly traumatic. They don't understand pain. I want you to be clear with this. They don't feel, therefore they don't understand. They are, the Greys specifically are, they have a hive mentality.
Hmm.
So if you were to touch them, they would be aware that you're touching them, but they would not feel an emotion as a response to your touch.
Hmm.
Does that help explain?
Yeah, it does actually, quite a bit.
All right.
What about the reptilians? I mean, you're talking about Greys specifically. Are
all right. Now, okay, here's what I'm going to get into just briefly, and I'm always careful with this.
Okay.
All right. There are future Grey races that are highly evolved and advanced and coming back in the future to interact with us.
Hmm.
Just so you know, Veronica, Bashar is a case in point. The Esasani race was created through the hybriding process.
Hmm.
Okay, so we're dealing with past, present, and future when we're dealing with everything outside of our bubble of biology.
Hmm.
And this is where it can get very confusing to people. The reptilians many times are the ones that actually drive the ships, if you will,
hmm.
the big ships.
I always heard they were the nasty ones. But...
Well, again, okay, you know, some people have had very negative experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to go into any form of judgment. You are not going to attract any kind of a negative race as long as you don't live in any fear and put your attention there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see you.
Don't watch too many movies.
I'm sorry?
So don't watch too many
no,
movies.
No, I don't watch anything scary. My family knows. Don't put anything scary on or refuse to watch it. I don't want anything in my consciousness that's loaded with fear.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And
I don't like it.
So the here's what I'll say. Okay, I had a client who lived down the street. She had had many reptilian experiences. She loved them. She did not have a negative sense.
Hmm.
However, it was disturbing her ability to create. She had an implant behind her right ear. And it was quite ugly, where it literally looked as though it had been ripped open with a claw.
Hmm.
And
wow.
The implant placed in there. It was not a nice, clean incision. Normally, if you have something done aboard ship, it heals within a couple of days, sometimes right away. I've had people on my table where literally they've been opened up and closed up, and all you can see is a little indentation down the chest.
Hmm.
That's gone usually within 24 hours. So at any rate, I did a session with her, and we ended. Now, I could see her hybrid children, and she cried, you know, about ending the abduction. I left it open that if she wanted to have, you know, any future encounters with the children, that she could change her mind. And that night, the ship came and shattered her patio table into a million pieces.
Wow.
And she called me the next morning to ask me if I heard the ship. And she was only a few doors down from me. So, you know, they don't...
Had you heard it?
No. I mean, I had a disturbance here at the house, yes. They weren't happy. I mean, sometimes it's quite surprising that the station went down. I don't try to override. My goal is to end the fear.
Right.
And to create understanding, not to create more fear. It's just that if we have someone in trauma, all right, like that little the child of that of the prior caller,
right.
Okay, that is obviously needs to be shifted for a while. Now, Judy, does that answer your question, honey?
Yes, actually it does. I mean, it actually clears up a lot because I don't really believe that there's horrible intentions. I believe that I guess what really cleared it up was that we have those agreements coming in, and so thank you for that because it does answer questions. But my curiosity is I was told stories that the Native Americans or indigenous people throughout the world, this is how we have evolved. And so listening to what you're saying, that really does make sense.
It is part of a bigger plan, Judy. And unfortunately, as humans, we tend to be a little myopic still.
Yeah.
And also, so that you're aware, and Veronica too, they have continued ongoing work to see what's happening to us genetically as a result of pollution and all the things that are going on. And so, in a way, they are the record keepers, the ones that do all the basic tests, and they're monitoring the evolution of the race. Unfortunately, with some people, they put them on a video screen and have them see future destruction of the planet. Some of these people have become activists, you know, just all of a sudden after their abduction experiences. They are obsessed about saving the whales, saving the dolphins, you know, saving the earth.
That's because they've been geared into it, right?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do we attract our knowing of ETs? Like, how do we become familiar with them, get to know them, pull them into our lives?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I'm going to give you a really simple answer.
Intention. Yes.
Well, it's intention, and also I have to tell you, Dolores Cannon, the books that she has written, and Judy, I'd recommend this for you as well. The first book I would recommend that you read is The Custodian.
The Custodian?
Yes, by Dolores Cannon. And then her other two books, which are Convoluted Universe, Book 1 and Book 2.
Convoluted Universe. You just sent goosebumps up and down my spine when you said that people are put in front of video screens and they see the destruction of the planet, things of that nature. I spent probably, this is a good guess, 10 years of my life being tormented with dreams. I believe that I saw 9/11. Planes going into buildings, falling out of the sky, nuclear bombs, the whole nine yards. And I became so immersed in this that I became, actually went through kind of a sick period where I couldn't sleep at night. I refused to go to bed because I was afraid of the dreams.
Yes.
And so you just, I mean, up and down my spine just now. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
All right. Let's look at it. Judy, let's pull out for a minute and let's pretend that we are a race trying to awaken humans. What would you do? Okay? I'll try to heal it. How would you try to wake them up from what you see as a race that is self-destructing?
I suppose waking them up through that certainly makes some sense.
Now, what they do is relatively primitive. Understand from our perspective.
I think so, yes.
Okay. From our perspective, because we have such a strong emotional body, okay, it creates trauma for us, all right? And therefore, it feels a little primitive. If you were to say, well, what level and dimension are the grays from? Why don't the grays participate with your group? It is because they have their own work. This is what they decided to do. All right? My team, which is, you know, includes the Andromedans, the Arcturians, Sirians, Pleiadians, Alpha Centaurians, and many races that don't even have a name for their planet, operate on a different level and frequency. Our goal is to move people spiritually to the remembrance of who they are, to move back into their total empowerment so that they can approach it from a totally different level. Now,
means
I'm not
proactive and not reactive.
There you go.
Trauma-based kind.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's like if you were to say, okay, we have two races on our planet, and one's going to try to approach a solution one way, and one's going to approach it another way. They're going to approach it based on their own history and their own level of evolution. Does that make sense? Now, Judy, I understand the fear, and this is a normal thing, by the way, for people who've had abduction experiences to have sleep trauma. In other words, either they are insomniacs.
I went through that for years.
Their beds, they'll fall asleep on the couch, in a chair. They are afraid of their psychic abilities. They have visions which frighten them emotionally, make them distraught. This is all part and parcel of it.
Oh no, I remember those times very well. I thought something mentally was wrong with me.
Absolutely not.
And I went actually to seek psychiatric help over this, and it was pretty horrible. But then it just went away. And occasionally I'll have, you know, things hit me. I'm also an intuitive, and I also work with ET, and, you know, and so I have evolved into a higher understanding of this, but the way you framed this, it feels different, and
I just want to ask one other thing, which is in many situations with the abductions, do most people then have an increase in extrasensory perception?
Generally speaking, yes.
That's part of the school.
That's part of it, yes. In other words, there's an exchange of energy, per se.
Mm-hmm.
For your help, okay, there are openings and things that occur, yes. Now, part of it happens as a result of the trauma. Do you understand?
Huh. Yeah, it's like being abused quite often wakens us, too.
That's correct.
Right.
And actually, my experience, and I might say this conditionally here, this is not across the board, but on the overall, the greatest percentage of children that I've seen abducted or parents, adults today had traumatic childhoods.
Yeah, that's something else I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. The trauma that most healers have gone through in childhood, so you could say it's not just about ETs, it's about to become a healer, right?
Well, yes and no. It's, you know, yes and no.
Always.
Yes.
It's a common course of action. You know?
Well, remember, we've come onto the planet at this is the culminating lifetime, the most exciting time on this planet in terms of evolution.
Right.
So many people, by agreement, took on a heck of a lot more then they may have, let's say, in other lifetimes, knowing that their experiences and healing from those experiences could have a broader impact.
Right.
Right, in terms of the entire ascension process.
So you're saying that we were already committed to doing this, and we came through and had a great deal of difficulty in order to get clearer. Is that right? To become.
Well, what I'm saying is this. Let's say that, and again, this is my experience with all the clients that I have, and because I keep very detailed client files. What I have seen is people come in groups to deal with, let's say, male chauvinism, which has been a planetary issue for thousands of years, not just right now. Mm. Abuse, the repression of the feminine, the repression of power, sexual abuse, all kinds of issues, you know, that we're seeing right now running at a very high level. And many people have taken these on in a very traumatic way, knowing that in their healing that they could have a greater impact on the overall.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them, you know, with about thousands, you know, people, and I just see them kind of falling into groups, and I never want to do that to anybody and lose their individuality, but I can see where that they thought kind of fall into this area or this area. Judy, for you, it's no surprise that you're working as a healer, you know, and an intuitive. Again, I see this all the time with people who've had experiences. I want to just make one comment back to the books that I mentioned by Dolores Cannon. Those books are imbued. And there was a definite intent to imbue those books so that when you read them, they can trigger, as I love your word, Veronica, cellular memory.
Okay. I'm going to look into that. I know that my friend Judith and I have journeyed many lifetimes, and I have a common communication with the beings. And so I'm very clear about that. And could you, in fact, look at that connection really quick, what that has all been all about between Judith and I?
I think we're almost done here, actually.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that I should probably hang up so another caller could come in.
Okay, Judy, it was great talking with you. Glad that you were able to get some clarity.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate this. Hope to hear you on Veronica's show again. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll get her on next week, but I'll talk to her about it quietly behind the scenes first.
Yeah. All right. We'll
Thanks
talk to you soon.
Call, Judy.
Thank you,
Bye
Judy.
For now.
Okay. Yeah, Ronnie, and I, this is a perfect opportunity right now to talk about my best friend's daughter that opened when I did.
Mm-hmm. When you say open, what does that mean?
I'm sorry?
When you say open, what does that mean?
Well, open to full contact.
Okay.
And the number of races that were coming to see her were so varied and so dramatically different. And they were placing implants into her brain and, you know, one in her hand. And this was an ongoing, went on for about 7 months.
Wow.
And on a very regular basis.
What triggered her opening, Jackie?
Well, we opened a library together that was... this is a very interesting story, but at any rate, it was a library that held information that all of the races, there were hundreds of ships over it the next night, pulling the energy information out of these standing monoliths.
Hmm.
That went on for a year and a half. It took, the energy was so high up there that if you even drove up to this state park, you would get nauseous. You couldn't even get out of the car.
Wow.
And, so I don't know if it's a result of, which probably not, I think that triggered it, but I think that we had a contract to open together. She was actually very helpful to me because I think I would have questioned what was going on.
Hmm.
But the numbers, and her mother kept a log.
Great.
As Brittany would describe the races and what their names were, and they had some very funny dialogue. They had a lot of personality. And... you know, Brittany had an agreement with them that if you're too scary looking, that you come with a sheet over you so that you don't scare me. They would do mind melds with her. It was a very, very, and this is the one that Dr. John Mack was so fascinated with, because we were having experiences at the same time. They would talk to her, talk to me, and it was almost a direct sentence, and she and I would communicate both verbally and telepathically at the same time so that we would send pictures to one another. It was very, very interesting as it was all occurring, and we were in different states, of course. But again, this kind of goes to the variety and the number of races out there that just absolutely defy anything we know.
Hmm. Did you go off in ships and visit around, like Billy Meyer?
No, not conscious. Now, I will say this much. I would have experiences where I would be in the universe all night long, specifically with my two mentors, and where they were showing me how everything worked. And I would bring parts of it back the next morning, and then it would take time for it to kind of integrate in. It would be downloaded, but I wouldn't be able to pull it all out at one time. What was interesting, and Steve Rother, he has a thing called The Group, they refer to it as our bubble of biology, and that's exactly what it is. It's a bubble.
What is exactly the bubble?
I'm sorry?
What is the bubble?
The bubble, it's just we exist in a bubble. And literally, and you've heard Lazar say this, where they kind of pull it apart and peek in. That's exactly what it is. It's fascinating. And Dr. John Mack, of course, Harvard psychiatrist, Pulitzer Prize winner, and Adrienne DeVere, both of whom I consider to be my mentors. And they did a lot of teaching with me after they both died. They both died the year I began this. They died with the first one within a couple of months, and the next one within a couple of months of that. So, and they continued to help me on the other side of the veil, and still do. So it was really
quite
wonderful.
And they still do?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So if you're committed, let me see, is this something that you requested? Is this something you were committed solely to be involved in, or did you set out to?
Yes.
So can a person be able to say, I'd like to have that interaction and create it?
If it is part of their soul agreement, yes. It's interesting, Veronica, there have been some people who have wanted to create it, and it just was not part of their soul agreement.
Okay.
And in my case, you know, there's always been a question of, there's no trace of my father on the planet. It's a missing piece. That nobody, and, you know, I've had various people look at it. It's very interesting, and, you know, I've had Adrienne DeVere's confidant and assistant. You know, the ETs will, if they can't get to me, they'll go to her to carry messages to me. And, you know, they have said I'm more ET than I am human at this point. And so, you know, which I absolutely do know. For years, I walked around telling people I wasn't from here. That was just kind of a knowing that I had, always, that I wasn't from here.
Me too. I always liked it better where I was before. I knew that as a child.
Yes, and you're totally that way. What's interesting is that you did have some fear around it, but now I can feel the fear totally dissipated.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm just really eager now. Never too late, Jackie.
It's never too late, Veronica, ever. ever.
I also wanted to talk briefly. I don't know what time it is, but I think Dawn will have to stop us if we're overdue. But I wanted to talk about your process, because you've had a lot of physical and, I would say, like, you had a lot of abuse. You had a lot of home unreliability. You had a lot of challenges in order to, would you say it's to refine the to refine yourself that you can do all this?
Okay, I will.
And are you willing to come back maybe next week or sometime soon?
Yes, I definitely would love to come back.
Why don't we finish this next week, if we could ever finish it? I don't think
I think I'm booked next week, but what I'll do, Veronica, is we'll talk off air, and I'll give you a week when we can do it.
So, listeners, I promise you she'll come back.
In fact, and also we can continue this also Thursday night on my show at 8 o'clock.
Oh, perfect.
And certainly go on for those that are listening.
I mean, there's a lot about your process that is a part of this picture. It's not simply an accident, right?
Oh, no, there's no accident to any of it. It was the 13 foster homes and being separated from not becoming attached to family, not being able to connect was designed. Hmm. And the reason it was designed was, you know, I was recording in childhood family dynamics. And what a wonderful exposure.
Hey there.
Hello, we have a caller. Should we do this?
Yeah, I was told I only have a minute.
You're on, girl.
This is Vicki.
Hi.
And I just have a question about, and I'm trying to make this really quick. Sometimes I, when I go to sleep at night, I can feel myself vibrating and lift off. Is that like astral projection, or is that being transformed?
Okay, you want me to take this, Veronica?
Yes, please.
Okay. It can be either, it sounds more to me like you are leaving the body and having experiences. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're being abducted.
It doesn't feel like abduction.
No.
Not anymore. I mean, I'm kind of through the terror of it.
Okay.
But I know I have had experiences where I see beings in, like, the corner of the room, like there'll be a blue or a purple.
Real quickly, because we only have a moment here.
But you can tune in Thursday night.
Right, and we can go into it in more detail if you'd like. This is not unusual, and I'll share on Thursday night some of my own experiences with all of this and how it works, what's really happening.
Uh-huh.
It is part of a dimensional shift, and
yay!
The things that are going on in that other dimension are extraordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary.
We want that.
And
yes.
So we look forward to sharing with you. If you get a chance to call in Thursday night, please do. BBS radio, of course, at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Veronica will be on with me.
You bet, and I'm excited.
That'll be great.
I feel like I'm getting liftoff listening to this.
Okay, good.
And I think we're almost done, so I will say thank you so much, Jackie Salvitti. Thank you for your call, Vicki.
Uh-huh.
And this is Veronica Entwistle, and if they don't hook us off stage, we'll finish till they do.
All right.
I think we're almost off. Hello?
Yeah, we probably are. Again, for those of you listening, Thursday night ET Healing Show, Veronica will be on with me, and we're going to continue this conversation.
You bet.
Certainly look forward to call-ins and any questions that we can answer. We're happy to. And
your website?
Is www.ethealing.com.
And mine is www.veronicaentwistle.com, and there's no H in Entwistle, so email us.
And it's been a pleasure being with everybody tonight, or this afternoon anyway. Veronica, it's always a joy for me to work with you. I love you dearly.
I love you too. This has really been fun too, Jackie. I'm so excited.
Well, I think there's a real expansion in the information and the energy, and it just seems to have the perfect callers and the right things. The goal, of course, is to educate people.
And this multidimensional reality, I mean, is becoming so much more clear. It's just thrilling, isn't it?
Oh, it's so exciting.
I have a friend who wants to start an intergalactic restaurant system.
Oh, how fun. Oh, I'm all for that.
We all have our tastes, so we may as well make them bigger, huh?
Right.
Thank you very much, Jackie. I think our time is done.
All right.
And
Veronica, much love to you, darling.
Much love
to you. Talk with
you
Thursday.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.